Okay, so we begin. We are on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. No, we are not. We are on Chaf Tes Amud Beis. And we're going to be, and we are starting at the two dots, which is approximately 10 to 12 lines down. And we will, Mitzvah Hashem, make it to the next Amud at the two dots, which is about 8 lines down. Okay, says the Gemara, Shabbat Shachal Tishba Lios Besocha. The week in which the Tisha B'Av falls out, Asurin L'Saper L'Chabis, you're not allowed to get a haircut, and you are not allowed to wash. And our Gemara is going to discuss, for the most part, what kind of washing are we talking about? Is it any type of washing, or is it just washing for the purpose of wearing it immediately? And so the Gemara picks up and says, Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Shanu, when do we say in our Mishnah that to do kibbutz, to wash your clothing, is Asur? That's only if you're going to wash it for the purpose of wearing it immediately. That we don't allow. But if you want to wash it and put it away for after Tisha B'Av, that would be perfectly fine, according to Rav Nachman. Mutter, that you can do. Rav Sheshes Amar Afil Lachabes Ulaniach Aser. Rav Sheshes Asers altogether, and he says, no, you shouldn't be washing Bechlau, either because... It distracts, the act of washing would distract from the avelus, or maybe perhaps because it's a gzera atu that you might wear it during. I don't know. Those are two svaras that I would throw out there. But at any rate, Rav Sheshes disagrees with Rav Nachman and says even kibbutz for the purpose of doing it, leaving it for after Tisha B'Av would still be a problem. And Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, Teda, I will prove to you that my svara is correct. My shita is correct. The batli katsri the bay rav, because the katsri of the house of Rav, who were the launderers, right? Not money launderers. Okay, bay rav did not have money launderers, but they had clothing launderers, and maybe they didn't. But so the katsri the bay rav, the launderers of bay rav, they were batl during this time. So if you're telling me that it would be mutter to wash for the purpose of saving it for afterwards, why would they have to be bottled? They could still do their jobs if they wanted to leave it for afterwards. So it's a raya that you're not allowed to do kibbutz bechlal. Was it something I said?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just getting started. Anyway, so that's the shita of Rav Nachman versus Rav Sheshes, where Rav Nachman says that you're allowed to leave it over and wash it on during those 9 days. And Rav Sheshes says, no, even that's going to be Aser. Masat Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asks a question. B'chamishi mutar b'pnei kvod Shabbos. On Thursday, it's mutar to wash because of kavod Shabbos. Now, this is part of a brisa that we're going to see later on. But Rav Hamnuna is quoting the part that's important for us, which is that on Thursday, it's mutar to wash the clothing because of kavod Shabbos. Now, says the Gemara Lamai, Rav Hamnuna goes on and says, what is this for? If you're telling me that you're allowed to wash your clothing on Thursday, Lekavod Shabbos, but it's for the purpose of Lechabes Velilbosh, you want to wear it immediately, meaning you're washing it on Thursday and you want to wear it immediately, so that that's the case, my Kavod Shabbos Ika. There's no Kavod Shabbos. You're washing it because you want to wear it on Thursday. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. So it can't be that we're talking about a case where it's lechabes velilbosh, right?
What do you mean it has nothing to do with Shabbos? I mean, back in the day, they didn't have like these, you know, it took a 24-hour process to get your clothing clean.
Right, now, but if you're doing it to wear on Thursday, right. So then why does the Braisa say, b'chamishi, you're allowed to wash your clothing on Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos? That's nothing to do with Kavod Shabbos. You're doing it because you want to wear it now. You want to wear it on Thursday.
What are you doing? Because it takes 24 hours to get your clothes.
Oh, no, no, no. We're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody who would have his clothing ready on Thursday. I don't think
back then, they would be washed and cleaned that quickly.
I mean, it wasn't right, a two-hour rinse and dry, but, you know, rinse cycle. But I don't think it was a...
Same-day cleaner.
What? Same-day cleaner. I don't know how they worked. I don't know how they worked. I assume that if they started in the morning, that they would have it ready in the afternoon. I don't know, or they could have it ready in the afternoon. You wash it. Yeah, right, exactly. As long as it's in by 9, you're out by 5. Right? As long as you take it. I don't know how that works exactly. I don't know that it was a 24-hour laundering system. I don't know. But at any rate, so the Gemara assumes that if you're washing it on Thursday for the purpose of wearing it on Thursday, so presumably you would be able to wear it on Thursday, so then why Kavod Shabbos Ika? What's the Kavod Shabbos that you're doing? What does the Braisa mean when it says you're allowed to wash it on Thursday for the purpose of Kavod Shabbos? What do you mean Kavod Shabbos? You're wearing it because you need to wear it Thursday. That has nothing to do with it. So Kavod Shabbos has nothing to do with it. So Elamai, what is the Braisa talking about? Ela lahaniach. Rather, it's saying, the Braisa is saying that you're allowed to wash it on Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos, because you're washing it to leave over, meaning you're washing it for the purpose of Shabbos. And so that's the Kavod Shabbos. You're washing it on Thursday for the purpose of being able to wear it after the fast. The fast would be on Friday, presumably. So the fast were on Friday, so then right afterwards you'd be able to put on a clean shirt. So that's why you're allowed to do it. Uba chamishi hu deshari. And what does the Braisa say? The Braisa says, only on Thursday am I going to allow it. So if the fast is on Friday, and you want to wear a shirt for Kavod Shabbos on Shabbos, so then the Braisa says specifically you're allowed to wear it on Thursday. During no other day are you allowed to wear it, even though you wouldn't wear it until Shabbos. So aval Shabbos kula aser. But the rest of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the Braisa indicates it's aser. So what does that prove? That proves not like Rav Nachman, that you're not allowed to be mechabes ulahaniach. You're not allowed to wash it for the purpose of leaving it over for after the fast. You can't do that. That's a raya, because the Braisa says specifically that you're allowed to do it only on Thursday. There's a special dispensation on Thursday because there's a Kavod Shabbos component. But aside from the Kavod Shabbos component, there's no reason to matir kibbutz. And so that goes against the sheet of Rav Nachman. It's a question on Rav Nachman, because the Braisa must be talking about a case where you're mechabes lahaniach, to put it aside. And the Braisa says, only Thursday is allowed. No other day of the week is allowed. Question on Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, La'olam lachabez velilbosh. Really, I'll tell you no. Really, I'll tell you that what the Braisa is talking about is that we're washing it for the purpose of wearing it. Meaning, you're washing it on Thursday for the purpose of wearing it on Thursday. Your purpose of wearing it on Thursday, so what's the Shabbos, what's the Kavod Shabbos component? Says the Gemara, Ushain lo ela chaluk echad. We're talking about a case where you only have one shirt, meaning that's your only shirt. And the fact that you're wearing it, you're going to be washing it on Thursday, that's the very last day, the very last moment, essentially, that you're allowed to wash it up until the fast. So the fact that you're washing it on Thursday shows a Kavod Shabbos component. It shows that you're doing the act just for Kavod Shabbos. If you were to wash it on Monday, so then that wouldn't show any Kavod Shabbos. So that's why the Braisa says you're allowed to do it on Thursday, mipnei Kavod Shabbos. Even though you're going to be wearing it on Thursday, there's still a Kavod Shabbos component, because Thursday is the very last day before the fast and before Shabbos that you would be able to do it at all. So really, Rav Nachman would say the Braisa is not a kasha against me, because we're not talking at all in the Braisa about doing kibbutz for the purpose of lahaniach, the purpose of leaving it over. We're doing here kibbutz for the purpose of wearing it on that moment. And that, everybody would agree, is going to be mutter. That's what Rav Nachman would say. Okay. The Amar Rav Asi. We have another raya to prove that this would be mutter. It would be mutter to do kibbutz ulahaniach, to leave over afterwards. Dam Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan, Misha in Chilok Echad, somebody who has one shirt, mutter lechabsu b'cholo shel moed. On cholo moed, you'd be allowed to do kibbutz. Even though on cholo moed, typically, you're not allowed to do a kibbutz, you're not allowed to wash your clothing. Nevertheless, if you only have Chilok Echad, then we allow it. So that's Rav Nachman's raya, so to speak, or his smach, right? This is what he has to rely on to say that our Braisa is also talking about a case where you only have one shirt, and therefore, since there is no other way around it, you have one shirt, and it's really dirty, and you want to wear it now, so what do? We allow it because it's the only moment that you can do it. So same thing, just as chalamoid, we are going to allow it because you only have one shirt and it's awfully dirty. You want to wear it now, so too we're going to allow it on a Thursday that Tisha B'Av falls in. It's interesting that the Gemara draws a dimyon, a tzushtel, between chalamoid and the avelus. And one really has nothing to do with the other. it's a smach. I mean, I get that the Gemara is just kind of using something. It's something to hang your hat on, so to speak. Yeah. But really, Chol HaMoed is not a din in Avelus.
It's the whole Moed Katan.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they're combined. Moed Katan is all Hilchos Avelus.
I understand, but
so there. So you got Chol HaMoed.
Yeah.
Chol HaMoed and Avelus are all in.
But the question is what? I understand.
So it comes out good that they're connected here.
Okay, I understand. I'm just trying to understand what the misvara, what's the tzushel between Chol HaMoed, which is an inyan of Yom Tov. The reason why we're not allowed to do these malachos is because there's an inyan of Yom Tov. The reason why we're not allowed to do these malachos on Tisha B'Av or Shavuot Shachal Bo, it has nothing to do with Yom Tov. It has to do with a din and Avelus. We don't want to distract from the Avelus. So that's a totally different din. I understand these are all Moed Katan issues, and Chol HaMoed and Avelus come up in the same Masechta. I understand that, but we need to understand exactly what the comparison is, that the Gemara here draws a parallel, and the Gemara in general in Moed Katan seems to draw parallels.
Can I suggest something?
Fine.
What they have in common is a prohibition of laundering.
Okay. Money laundering? Oh. Sorry, I'm still.
And here they're saying that in the Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to make.
If I think laundering, I'm thinking money laundering. I'm from Los Angeles. What can I do?
Here you're allowed to make this exception that you're allowed to do laundry in Chol HaMoed because it's only Chol HaMoed, right?
Yeah.
Same idea.
Yeah.
The Tisha and the Shavuot Shachar.
Yeah.
That you're not generally not supposed to do the laundry, but for the same idea, though, if you only have one.
Yeah, it's the same idea. I know. So you're saying the Gemara is not drawing an exact parallel between Chol HaMoed and thing. It's drawing there's a dimyon, right? There's a dimyon, right? One's dome into the other. Just
they
as
both have a prohibition of laundering.
What?
Laundry.
They both have a prohibition
doing
of laundering.
Laundry.
Right. Laundry. Yeah, right. That's a very, I'm saying that's a much more, I don't want to say superficial, but I just said it, so I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. Superficial way of drawing the dimyon. I'm saying on a deeper level, we have to understand what is... What is the comparison, the underlying comparison between Chol HaMoed and Avelus that we allow ourselves to draw? Then maybe you're right. Maybe the Gemara is just making a dimyon and saying, just as one is an Isser of Kibbutz, so to the other has an Isser of Kibbutz, but we allow it when you have Choluk Echad. Okay. I will buy that vowel. Thank you. Okay. Itmar Nami. We have a statement also, an Amoraic statement. Amar Rab Binyamin, Amar Rab Elazar, Lo Shanu El Lechabes VeLilbosh. When do we say that on Thursday you're allowed to do it? That's Lechabes VeLilbosh. That's when you're doing it to wear it. Aval Lahaniach Motor. I'm sorry. When did the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to wash your clothing? That is if you're washing it for the purpose of wearing it, but if you're doing it for the purpose of leaving it over, then it would be mutter. And that follows the opinion of Rav Nachman. That was our very own Rav Nachman.
We have a Maris Lion in him. It has to be done in private, can't be done in public, blah, blah, blah. Back in the day, everything was done in the open courtyard.
Good question. Very good question. I don't know the answer. I would assume that you're right. I would assume there is probably... Anytime the Chacham said something is Asr because of Marisayan, so then it's a even Bechadri Chadarim, even in private, most private places, it's going to be Asr. I don't know if this is something that needs to be done in private. That's a good question. Good question. I don't know the answer. Okay. That's the first time in this entire our entire limud together that I didn't know the answer to a question. So you can chalk this up on the board. There is a question that I do not know the answer to.
I think there was one other one about 4 months ago. But
really?
It wasn't your fault. You were distracted by Bert.
I was distracted by Bert.
It was Bert's fault, actually.
Or maybe I was away, Taka. Maybe I'm just away. Somebody else. Some other Maggid Shear.
What's this Bert stuff?
Hear an answer.
I think about you as a professional athlete. I haven't heard you by your last name.
Bert stuff.
Questions.
Motion's played out. That's played Bert.
Anyway. The Gemara now is going to question. Gemara is going to question Rav Nachman further, and the Gemara says Meisvei. Also, lechabes lifnei Tisha B'Av, afilu lahaniach la'acher Tisha B'Av. So that is a mefurish a b'raisa against Rav Nachman. Again, the Braisa says, it is usher to do kibbutz, it is usher to wash your clothing before Tisha B'Av. Afilu lahaniach la'achar Tisha B'Av. Even to leave it for after Tisha B'Av. So that's mefurish as explicit against Rav Nachman. Now the Braisa continues, and the rest of the Braisa is really not nogeya to this particular question. But at any rate, the Braisa does continue and says, v'gihutz shalanu. Our gihutz, this is talking about Bnei Bavel. The Bnei gihutz is, when we say modern day gihutz is actually ironing, right? So gihutz was pressing. They would press the clothing. So gihutz was like a more souped up version of washing. You didn't just wash the clothing, but you also pressed it. So you had
so is that like a tolda of kibbutz?
When that's not Shabbos. It's not an evening of Shabbos. This is what I mean by tolda, meaning it's a better version of kibbutz, right? It's more
kibbutz is washing it.
Right, you're washing it. So
it's
you're doing
a function.
It's a different function in echanami, but it's When you do gihutz, you would do a washing plus a press.
And how did they do it in those days?
So I'm not that old. it's hard for me to get to that to the answer. I don't know how they do the gihutz. What?
What's
my son wants to know if Rav Shresh is
he ushers lahaniach mipnei maris ayin.
That's what Rashi says.
Oh, where's Rashi? Rashi, where are you? You're a maschil, a filu, the chabis, ulaniach. His Rav Sheish says, why? Because it's yilbosh la'achr zman. La'achr tishabav asr. Denire kemesiach daito. Very good. Denire kemesiach daito sh'osab yakubas begadim. Denire, right? It appears that, the truth is, denire might not be a Marasayan issue. Denire might be just a gzera. Exera. It could be Exera, it could be a Marasayan issue. I think it's more Exera, actually. The Nira Kemesiach Daito. I don't think that Nira means that people will see him. It means that Nira, it's a like a shtickle Exera Kemesiach Daito Sha'osek Bikubus Begadim. I think it's a shtickle Exera. I don't think it's a Marasayan issue. But it is a Exera. If you're a Chabis Lahaniach, then it's a Exera, you might be Mesiach Das, or it's Kemesiach Das. At any rate, shkoyach for that. Very good. At any rate, the gihutz was a further step in the process of laundering clothes. So generally, they would just do a kibbutz. But if you wanted to take the step further, if you wanted to get the, you know, like they would, you know, when you wash the clothing in a laundromat, you go to a laundromat and they wash your shirt. They ask you if you want it pressed. So if you want to press, that's like another step in the process of having your shirt cleaned. So to get it pressed would be another shlav. And the Braisa is saying that gihutz shalanu, us in Bnei Bavel, our gihutz is kekibus shalahen, is only as good as their washing. So we have a very, very poor system for washing clothing. And so even our best version of washing is only as good as their base version of washing. And so therefore, we would not be able to do, if you're not allowed to do kibbutz, you're not allowed to do gihutz either. However, it's mashma, that if you were to do, that for Bnei Bavel's kibbutz, their kibbutz would be much worse than Eretz Yisrael's kibbutz, so you would be able to do kibbutz. You just wouldn't be able to do gihutz. At any rate, the Braisa continues, who says, Uklei Pishtan, when it comes to garments of flax, Ein Bahem Mishum Gihutz. There's no problem of Gihutz when it comes to Klei Pishtan, because Klei Pishtan is very, very hard to wash anyway. It doesn't come out very good anyway. So even if you were to do Gihutz on the Klei Pishtan, it would come out looking pretty rotten anyway, so we don't really have, we're not going to aser Gihutz for us. So at any rate, the beginning of the Braisa did say that even Lahaniach, it's going to be, La'achar Tisha B'Av, is still going to be a problem. That's a kasha on Rav Nachman. Tiyufta, says the Gemara. You got me. It's a good question. Okay. The Gemara goes on and says, Shalach Rav Yitzchak bar Giyor Mishmedi Rabbi Yochanan, Afabi Sha'amru Kli Plishtan Ein Bahem Mishum Giyutz, even though they said that, that garments of flax, there's no problem of Giyutz, because the clothing is so, it looks so bad anyway, when it comes out of this Giyutz, it looks so bad. So Aval Asur Lelov Shem B'Shabbos, nevertheless, even though you're not allowed to, even though there's no problem of doing Giyutz, to Kli Plishtan, you shouldn't wear it. You should not wear it on the Shavuot Shechalbo of Tisha B'Av. So even though we allow you to do it, we're not going to allow you to wear it. Amar Rav. Rav says, Lo shanu ela lefanov. When do we say that it's going to be usur to do these things, to wash your clothing? That's only lefanov. That's only if you're going to do it before Tisha B'Av. Avala achrav mutter, but afterwards you're allowed to do it. So when we say Shavuot Shechalbo is usur, well, what happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Tuesday? So then Sunday and Monday you wouldn't be able to wash. But Thursday and Friday you can wash. Thursday and Friday you can wash because it's after Tisha B'Av. So if it falls out on Wednesday, you're okay. That's what Rav says. But Shmuel says no. When we talk about Shavuot Shechalbo, we're talking about the whole package. It's a package deal. Shmuel Amar, afil la'achrav nami aser. Shmuel says, no, even afterwards it's going to be us. The whole week has been deemed a week of Avelus. And therefore, even though Tisha B'Av has come and gone, nevertheless, you're usher on Thursday, Friday to do a washing as well. That's the shita of Shmuel.
We're not knowing like that.
We are not knowing like that. No way. No way, no how. Absolutely not. We have some Yisurim that apply on the 10th.
Right? It's bittul.
What?
Seriously, my accountant.
Yes, it does, but they caught it. If they catch it, then it doesn't.
Yeah, like 10 years, 12 years?
Yeah, there's a statute of limitations. He didn't make it. He got caught.
There's a limitation to find him, there's a limitation to collect it.
Correct.
So he's getting arrested, or is he getting just fined?
He's getting penalized up to the lawsuit. Something like that.
Wow.
It's pretty bad.
Guess you're not getting your fee this year.
Anyway, yeah, I guess so. I always collect beforehand with these guys. Anyway, that was Shmuel Shita. Shmuel Shita is Shmuel Shechalbo is usher across the board. So anyway, the Gemara says, Meisvei, there's a kash on Shmuel. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Socha. The week in which Tisha B'Av falls out, usher l'saper l'chabes. You're not allowed to cut your hair, and you're not allowed to wash your clothing. Ubachamishi mutar mipnei kvod Shabbos. And on Thursday, it's mutter because of kavod Shabbos. So on Thursday, it's going to be mutter to wash your clothing because of kavod Shabbos. Ketzad, what's the case? Now the Gemara is going to go through all the cases. Chal yos be'echad Shabbos. If it falls out on Sunday, so Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. Mutar l'chabes kol Shabbos kula. You're allowed to wash your clothing the entire week. That's again Shmuel, right? Obviously. B'sheni b'shlishi, b'raviyu u'bechamishi. When it comes out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, lefan of aser, before it, it's going to be aser l'achrav mutar. Again, kash and Shmuel. Because Shmuel's saying the whole week is aser. And this Bryce is saying clearly not that way. Chalios be'erev Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on erev Shabbos, mutar l'chabes b'chamishi. You're allowed to wash your clothing on Thursday mipnei kavod Shabbos. And because of kavod Shabbos, we allow you to wear it on to wash it on Thursday, which is the Bryce that we had when we started today's daf with. Ve'im lo kibes b'chamishi. Listen to this: if you did not wash your clothing on Thursday, Mutar lechabes be'erev Shabbos minamincho lamala. Wow. You're allowed to wash your clothing on Tisha B'Av itself. Remember, this is when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday. We allow you to wash your clothing minamincho lamala. Amazing. So you can even do kibbutz, right? However, as the Gemara interjects, one second, before you get going. Layit Allah Abaye v'itim ravach bar Yaakov aha. Abaye cursed anybody who did such a thing. So even though the Gemara, Aliba the Gemara, but Aliba the Bryce, you're allowed to do it. Technically, you're allowed to do it. Abaye said, you shall be cursed if ye shall do it. What is your problem, Mr. Bryce?
Tisha B'Av on Friday.
Tisha B'Av on Friday.
Wait.
We don't have it nowadays, but yes.
All right. Tisha B'Av on Friday.
Tisha B'Av on Friday.
Washing. Before mitzvah or before mitzvah, right?
After chatzon. Yeah.
What?
Washing before mincha or after mincha?
After mincha.
After mincha, before chatzot.
Min mincha or mal mincha? Zman mincha.
I mean like
after chatzot? Yeah.
Mincha gedola.
Yeah, mincha gedola. Presumably, I think.
Okay.
That might be a din in the achronim. I don't even want to talk before. It might be a din.
All right.
What?
No one does this.
Nobody does kibbutz on. No. Well, first of all, we have a bayi who cursed anybody who does. I don't want to fall under the curse.
Secondly,
I have enough.
You can't have Tisha B'Av on Friday.
Huh?
You can't have Tisha B'Av on Friday. It won't happen.
Correct. Right. Nowadays, it won't be. It's not nogeya because it won't happen because we have the calendar. The calendar is set up that Tisha B'Av cannot fall out
but
on Friday.
But if they had it, they didn't even make it nidcha to Sunday. They
no, you don't
nidcha
on Friday. You know, yeah, you do it on
but
Friday.
But I thought we say that we don't have rabbinic fasts. Or we don't have fasts on Friday with the exception of Asura B'Tavis.
But you don't, but that's because the calendar doesn't fall out. You have it. We don't have a calendar that's ever nidcha on Friday. If it falls out on Friday, when is it ever pushed off?
I'm sorry.
What fasts are pushed off?
Esther would either be before or after.
Can Esther fall out on Friday?
I don't know, but if it did, that's what we would do, because that's the rule.
I don't know, maybe we didn't learn it more.
But I learned somewhere that the only fast that we allow on Friday is Asara B'Tavis.
I think it's like what David's saying. It's not that it's the only one that's allowed. It's the only one that happens to fall on
it.
No, but I think that even if another fast, if that calendar day fell, we wouldn't observe it on that day. We would.
Tanis Bechorim can pull that on Friday. And we never fast then, but if we do, if you would fast then you'd fast on Friday.
And we would fast on Friday, correct?
Right.
Maybe it has like in the middle.
But yes.
There you have it.
Okay. What did he say?
Tanis Bechorim before Pesach.
But that doesn't count because that's not everybody.
It doesn't count.
It's not everybody.
You're already backing off.
Wait, but what did he say about Tanis Bechorim?
Tanis Bechorim is not that important.
No.
I think somebody's
got to say that we would
more.
Do it, Tanis Bechorim.
I mean, that's why we have the Siyum. We'd be like this year, for example, first day of Pesach was Shabbos, so Tanis Bechorim was on Friday. So if you wouldn't go to the Tanis, if you wouldn't go to the if you wouldn't go to have a Siyum on Friday, you'd have to fast.
Okay. So what you want to add in Erev Rosh Hashanah if Erev Rosh Hashanah falls on Friday?
Well, I think Tanis Bechorim is a stronger Indian than Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a minhag. It's not a halacha the fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but Tanis Bechorim is a halacha. You can get around the halacha by going.
Yeah, but you can't get around the other rabbinic fast unless you're just not well or something like that. You don't get out of it by your yichus, by
do.
Not being of the yichus.
I do.
Are we okay now?
We're all good. We've got a lot of our system. We can go by dinner.
Very good. The price continues. Chalios Bashini. Ubachamishi. The Braisa continues with a halacha that is not nogeya to our Gemara, but to finish off the Braisa, the Gemara continues, Chalios B'Sheni Ubachamishi. If the fast falls out on Monday or Thursday, Korin Shlosha Umaftir Echad. We read four alios, three for the normal Monday or Thursday, and one for the Maftir of Tisha B'Av. We actually read a Kriya, one Gavra for Tisha B'Av. If it falls out on Tuesday or on Wednesday, Kore Echad Umaftir Echad. Then we read one. You read one for Tisha B'Av and a Maftir. That's the Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Yossi says, La'olam Korin Shlosha Umaftir Echad. We always read three and then a Maftir, who reads the Haftarah. So, that's halacha lamaisa when it comes to Tisha B'Av, regardless of when Tisha B'Av falls out, it could fall out on a Monday or Thursday. Regardless, we're going to have three aliyos and then we're going to have a haftarah, and the third guy is going to do the maftir. So at any rate, the braisa, if you remember, if you go to the If you go to the third wide line where the Braisa started with a question on Shmuel, because Shmuel said that when we aser Shmuel Shechalbo, Tisha B'Av, it's, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Tuesday, we aser Wednesday and Thursday. You can't do kibbutz on Wednesday or Thursday either, even though Tisha B'Av is already over. The Braisa said explicitly, that's not true. Braisa said that you're allowed to do it. As long as Tisha B'Av passes, you can do kibbutz afterwards. So what's the Teirutz? So Tiyufta de Shmuel. So that's a question on Shmuel. So Amalach Shmuel, Shmuel would say to you, don't worry. I have Tanaim that back me up. Tanayi, it's a machlokes Tanaim, the Tanya, because we have a brisa that says, Tisha B'Av shechal yos b'Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the chayin Erev Tisha B'Av shechal yos b'Shabbos, so too if Erev Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, and Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, so Ocho v'shose kol tzorcho, on Shabbos itself, you can eat and drink to your heart's delight. You can even put on your table. You can put on your table whatever fancy dishes you want. We speak of caviar that we're going to be having on Monday evening and Thursday evening. So, just Thursday evening? So, Zev is going to buy the caviar on Monday and save it for Thursday evening. So,
what about steaks from the red heifer?
What?
Steaks from the red heifer.
Steaks from the red heifer, right? Or if you want just lechem basar, that would be fine too. Absolutely. I think that would be fine too. That would be. Or Angus. What, there's a new Angus place?
Angus. Oh, wait. There's a wrestler, isn't
it? Angus. It's Mahbud. It's in the Shah right here. Anyway, where am I here? I lost. Oh yeah. So here you're. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or if Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so on Shabbos itself, you can eat and drink to your heart's delight. You can even put on your table like a Seuda Shlomo B'Shaito. During Shlomo in his prime, had every dish that one can imagine on his table, and you can do the same. For the right price.
What's the chiddush? You know, there's no mourning on Shabbos.
What?
What's the chiddush?
There's no mourning on Shabbos, but we do tail back a little bit. We do. You know, for example, with Talmud Torah. So even on Shabbos in Talmud Torah, we do cut it out a little bit. So.
Deraisa versus Rabbanu in Shabbos. What? I mean, Deraisa versus Rabbanu in Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah. In a chanami, you're saying it's not a massive chiddush. It's not a massive chiddush. Okay, I'm mekabel. It's an interesting point. I don't know exactly what the chiddush is, but the brisa goes on, and it could be that really that's not so much of a chiddush, but the following might be. Va'asu l'saper l'chabis mirosh chodesh va'ada tainis. Divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, it is usher to cut your hair and to wash your clothing starting from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainus. Yeah? Sound familiar? Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol HaChodesh Kulo Usher, the entire month. Amazing. The entire month is usher to do kibbutz and to cut your hair. So cut your hair, I understand. That's fine and dandy. But to wash your clothing, that's an amazing chumrah. That's a terrible chumrah, right? What? Wife feels sorry.
Especially back in the day, they had what, one or two articles?
Adarabba, it's very easy for the wife. The whole month, she's off. She's off. She can just kick back.
Except she's with a smelly husband.
For pina coladas.
I feel sorry for your wife.
Okay. Okay, as do I. As do I.
Just kidding.
No, you don't have to be kidding. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Kula chodesh kulo asr. The entire month is going to be asr. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Eino asr ela osa Shabbos bilvad. The only thing that's asr is that week. That week is going to be asr. And so, you see, according to Shmuel would tell you, I have at least one Tana, and probably two Tanaim, that hold like me. Because again, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, not only is it usher until the fast, but even if the fast falls out on Wednesday, even Thursday and Friday is going to be usher. And Rabbi Yehuda definitely holds like me, because he says the entire month is going to be usher. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel probably holds like me, because he says the entire week is usher. So I got plenty to be somechan. I'm perfectly fine. V'tanya idach, we have another brisa that has a similar topic. V'noheg Avel min Rosh Chodesh v'ara Tainis. We are noheg avelus from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir says. And Rabbi Meir is l'shitaso because he said the same thing when it came to kibbutz and mesaper. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer l'chodesh kulu aser. Rabbi Yehuda says the entire month is aser. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Aymer eino aser ela osu Shabbos bilvad. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says only that week is going to be aser. Okay, so that's how Shmuel wiggles out of the problem that the Gemara presented to him. Gemara goes on a small tangent and says, you should know these three shitas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in the Braisa, whether we say that the entire month is going to be Usser, or the whole week is going to be Usser, or only Meirosh Chodesh Ad Tisha B'Av is going to be Usser, that is dependent on how you read the following pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushloshtem Nikra Echa Darshu. These three shitas, Darshan, one pasuk, Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, and for those of you Tanakh people, we have not gotten to it, Hosea Beis Yud Gimel. We're getting to it in about 2 months, 3 months. Vehishbati kol masusa, and I will stop. I have stopped all of its joy. Right, as Hashem speaking about the Chorban during the Chorban, vehishbati kol masusa, all the joy of Yerushalayim. I have stopped. Chaga, it's Chag. Chadasha, it's month. Vishabsa, and it's Shabbos. So that's three different times. So man da amem Rosh Chodesh v'aratainis, the one who says that we're going to aser from Rosh Chodesh until the tainis. So mechaga, he learns it out from the word in the pasuk that says mechaga. Chag is a reference to Rosh Chodesh, and so from Rosh Chodesh we're going to aser, but only the Rosh Chodesh until the tainis. Umanda Amar Kol HaChodesh, the Manda Amar who was Rabbi Yehuda, who took a very strict approach and said the entire month is going to be Aser. Kulo Aser Mechad Shah. He learns it out from the word in the pasuk that says Mechad Shah from this Chodesh. The entire Chodesh is going to be Aser. Umanda Amar Kol HaShabbos Kula, and the one that says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says the entire week is going to be Aser, Mi Shabsa. He learns it out from Shabsa, it's week. So he learns that each learn it out from a different part of the Pasuk. What does each Tana do with the different parts of the Pasuk that they don't darshan? I don't know. It's a good question. You know, the man da Amar Rabbi Meir, who says Chaga, that only Mirosh Chodesh and Tishba. So what does he do with the words Chadsha and Shabsa? And so to Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with the words Shabsa and Chaga? And what does Rav Shimon Gamliel do with the words Chagan and Chadsha? I don't know the answer.
How are they darshaning a pasuk from Navi for a
smach? It's a smach.
It's an
asmach to be Alma. You can't say that they're learning halacha necessarily halacha lemaisa from. I think it's something to lean to, which is why the Gemara probably isn't bothered. Why? What one Tana does with the other two psukim, and what I think the Gemara is just saying. It's just saying this is, they each have something to hang their hats on, so to speak. That's the best I could do for it. Your question is probably better than my answer, but that's all I got for you. Anyway, the Gemara goes on, and we continue until the two dots. The Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava here is going to say two halachos, which are seemingly contradictory, but the Gemara is going to resolve them. Amar Rava. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which means that we're going to aser the entire week, the entire Shavua Shachal Bo Tisha B'Av, we're going to aser. So if Tisha B'Av falls out on Wednesday, we're going to aser from Sunday through Friday. And if it falls out on Friday, we're going to aser the whole Sunday through Friday. And if it falls out on Sunday, we aser Sunday through Friday, because the entire week is going to be aser according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's Rava's halacha. Ve'ama Rava, and Rava said further, halacha k'Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that what? That it's Aser Meirosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. So that seems to be a problem. Because how can you say the halachas of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who says only that week, and then you say the halachas of Rav Meir, who says, well, you have to pull it back to Rosh Chodesh, and it extends only until Tisha B'Av. So both ways it's contradictory. You have a big problem with Rava. So the Gemara says, no, Utravayu Lakula. He paskins like both of them, and both of them, lekula, utzricha. And you needed Rava to say both. Now we're going to say what the kulas are. So pay attention. We need Rava to say the halacha is like both of them, and both of them is lekula. De'iyash mo'ina halacha k'Rabbi Meir. See, had Rava said that halacha follows like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir who says that it's going to be usher from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, so then, hava amina, what would I think? afilu me Rosh Chodesh. I might think, well, Rabbi Meir says it's asr from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. Therefore, it must be including Rosh Chodesh as well, and the entire 9 days is going to be asr. Kamash malan halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's why he teaches us that halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that we're not going to pull it back to Rosh Chodesh. We're only going to go so early as maybe the 5th. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, so then we would asr the 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, and 4th. But we wouldn't asr 1, 2, and 3. So if we only had the statement that the halakha is like Rabbi Meir, I might think that even the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd would be asr. So Kamash Malan, he says the halakha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we're only going to asr that week. And if and had he taught us that the halakha is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what would I think? Hava mina filu la'achrav. I would have thought that even la'achrav it's going to be aser. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the entire week is aser. So if Tisha falls out on Monday, I would think, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I'm going to say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are aser as well. So kamash malan halakha Rabbi Meir. So therefore he teaches us the halakha is like Rabbi Meir, that no, we're not going to extend it beyond Tisha B'Av. So basically, we're not going to go as early as Rosh Chodesh, or the 2nd or 3rd, and we're not going to go any later than Tisha B'Av. So if Tisha B'Av falls out on Wednesday, the only thing that's Aser is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If the Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, Sunday is the only thing that's Aser. If it falls out on Friday, then the whole week is going to be Aser. But we wouldn't pull it back to Rosh Chodesh. That's why we need Rava to teach us the halacha is like both Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Meir, Lakula. And that, my friends, is the Amud. We're going to pick up Mitzvah Shem on Monday evening, Motzei Yom Tov, at 9 p.m.
Yes.
Okay? Caviar will be served at what time? Sushi.
Yeah.
Sushi is what time?
Providing some private caviar another time.
Is that going to be some chocolate mousse?
You coming for sushi?
Chocolate mousse or might
be the exact address.
Yeah, Zaha Cutler 6, apartment 5.
9 p.m. 9 p.m. are the first three courses.
6 over 5?
6 over 5.
It's
six is more than five, so six is over five.
In Adar, the chiyuv of simcha is all month.
Amar
b'simcha, in Adar, the chiyuv is all month.